I know that you all have been hanging out in the lectionary with Pastor Rick, but this morning I want you to go a little bit further towards the front of Scripture. We're going to hang out right at the beginning in Genesis 1, and just a couple verses I'm going to pluck out of there this morning for us to hear together as we're gathered as a body of believers here in person and also on the screen. So I'm going to read Genesis 1, 26 and 27. So hear these words from God. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the cattle and over all the wild animals of the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. This is the word of God for the people of God. And thanks be to God. Yes. Now, the Genesis 1 story is not one that I usually hang out in when I have an opportunity to preach. But it is a beautiful narrative. It's an incredible narrative. I mean, think about it. Okay, just to kind of back up from the verses that I just read, God creates light. And that's vital, that's important because of what God creates next. God creates vegetation. God creates light first, knowing that for vegetation to sustain, we would need light. Then God creates animals and humankind. Again, knowing that for animals and humankind to sustain, we would need vegetation. Again, reminding us this morning of God's perfect order, God's perfect order. It all makes sense. And for someone like me, that matters. I need it to make sense, and I give thanks to God that it does. Right, Naomi? Yes. It's all good. Yes. This morning, I want to camp out. Simple verse that I read earlier, and that is, humankind was created in the image of God. This moment of creation is worded a little different than the other moments that are mentioned in Genesis 1. This is the only creation verse that uses the phrase, "let us." And Bible scholars believe that this tells of the majesty of God. And that scholars believe that it is in that wording that it points to the Trinity being included in creation. That God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit were present and are present right from the beginning. And in this creation moment, in this cooperative act, we are created, Imago Dei, in the image of God. Imago Dei means... many scholars believe that we were created in the image of God, not in a physical paintings where God looks like us, right? We see those. And I don't want to pull a thread if that's a foundation of your faith, but let me unpack it just a little bit for me, okay? And let's just explore that for a moment. Scholars believe that actually we were created in the likeness in spirit and soul. God may not look like us, but our spirits and souls are to look like God. That we were created to look like God in our spirits and our souls. Or at least it started that way. John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, believed we are marked with the image of God. Like a stamp over our souls, marking us in the image of God. For my whole seminary experience, I don't remember a whole lot. I don't know if you remember much, Cassie. We spent a lot of money and a lot of hours, but I don't know if I remember a lot. Rick, do you remember much from that experience? Yes, but I remember a piece of it. And I don't even really know if it's in any of John Wesley's writings. But I heard Wesley quoted as saying that we were inked. In my head, I heard written on by God. What I heard was that God's signature rests on my spirit, on my soul. That God's signature rests on your spirit, on your soul. Think about it. Upon creation, God's signature is written upon us. Let that sink into your soul this morning. God's signature is written on you. I have a friend who has a baseball that is signed by a bunch of famous baseball players, Hall of Famers. They're from the other side of the state. My apologies. I see a Royals mask there. This simple baseball is covered in famous signatures, and because of that, this $3 baseball is worth probably thousands of dollars because of whose autograph it rests. It's in a plastic case to preserve the autographs. Because who signed the baseball matters. The signature changes the worth, the importance, and the identity of that baseball, of that $3 baseball. Once again, God's autograph is in your soul. That autograph changes your worth, changes your importance, changes your identity. Naomi has had God's autograph on her soul from the moment of birth. I believe before. In a little while, we are going to experience the sacrament of baptism for her. Her parents are going to bring her to the front, and we will acknowledge that signature with a means of grace through water. She might have, I haven't gotten a really good look at her, but she might have her parents' eyes or parents' nose. Maybe your chin, parents' chins, I don't know. They're looking at each other. Break out the baby pictures when you get home. But she has God's signature. We all do. Yet our souls are not kept in a plastic case, are they? They can't be. We bounce up against each other and against this world. Oh boy, do we bounce up against this world, don't we? John Wesley believed that the image on our soul has been tarnished. Original sin, Adam and Eve and the apple. And also our choices of sin. Those moments when we just simply mess up. Those moments when we miss the mark. Sin messes with God's signature, makes it fade at times, smudges it, sometimes makes us forget whose signature is on our souls. And I hate to admit it on this beautiful day, but there will be times when Naomi forgets that she has God's signature on her soul. Sorry, Cassie and Eric. Sorry. But the sacrament of baptism is Naomi's initiation into God's family, into a body of faith, a body of the church. And in a little while, you all, you that are gathered here today, along with Aaron and Cassie, you're going to make promises. Just in case you know that. You got some time to leave if you're not up for it. But you're going to make promises to Naomi and her family that you're going to remind her of whose signature is on her soul. I hope you're up for it. It's a great honor and a great privilege. The truth is, for Naomi and for all of us, that in spite of the messiness of the signature, the autograph of God on our souls, no matter what sin has tarnished the image, in the image of God. God created us and doesn't leave us there. One commentary I read around this scripture pointed out a very interesting fact. of these verses. To read the Bible is to know that creation does not remain in the past tense. Let me repeat that again simply for me. Maybe you don't need to hear it again, but I do. Creation does not remain in the past tense. The Hebrew understanding was of a God who acted, who acts, and who will act. So when it comes to creating in our image, as the scripture says, God is still creating in us. God's image is still being marked on us. You could say that because of grace, God goes back over that autograph on our souls, reminding us of whose we are. I grew up in a time where, in many of you, there's only just a couple people in here that will not grasp this illustration, but for the rest of you, I grew up in a time where when you talked on the phone, you were tied to the wall, right? And when I was in middle school, high school, we had the kitchen had a desk where the phone was, right? So there's, some of you are picturing that layout. So my mother, who when she was alive, was always having to be active, right? If she was here today, she'd be knitting, right? Her hands always had to be busy. When she talked on the phone, she couldn't wander around like some of us do, right? So I remember just visually her, I could just picture it very, very vividly, that she'd lean up against that desk, and if she wrote herself a note, which she often did, if it was a phone number or a location, or whatever the phone conversation was about, she had to, and some of you may do this as well, she would just write over that over and over, taking her pen, right? So if it was a phone number, she would go over several times over that number, just over and over, just entertaining herself, I guess, while she talked on the phone. God goes back on our souls, making it bolder, making it more prominent. God continues to shape us into the divine image, into who we are to be, into the image of God. Through Christ, God is creating again, creating the image in us over and over and over. I often say that God takes the ordinary and creates extraordinary. God takes the timid and does something bold. The creation story in Genesis records God creating humanity in the divine image, in the Trinity's image. Christ's story in the New Testament continues that story of creation, restoring the image in us, reminding us that our lives are to reflect the divine, the holy, the set aside because of Christ. When we say yes to a relationship with God through Christ, we're handing God the pen and we're saying, sign your name again on my soul. Make it bolder. Each day when we wake up and say, okay, God, you got this, we're handing God the pen. We're saying, write it again. Bolder, more prominent. No matter where you find yourself today, no matter where we find our world, the autograph of God is on your soul. Now, that signature may feel old and tarnished. When I get up and my knee cracks, it really feels old. But it's still there. No matter what we see in the world, maybe you need to hear that. No matter what we see in the world, God's signature is still on our souls. The Genesis story reminds us that God is still moving in those who chase after God's will. Our human worth, anyone's human worth, is not based on what we have, what we have achieved. Our identity is not found in the roles we hold, if it's parent, sibling, child. It's not the job we hold. It's not the volunteer work we do. It's not because of what we look like or who people say we are. Our worth, our identity, our importance is found in the image of God, which is on our souls. Again, no matter how tarnished we or someone else may feel, God's image is upon our hearts. We're created in the image of the divine. Now, there are days that I remember that better than others. Right? There are days that I wake up and I sense, oh, man, I can feel that signature, God. It's going to be a good day. And I jump out of bed and I'm feeling it, right? And then there's most days, if I got to admit. All right? And I just wake up grumpy. Does anybody wake up grumpy? And it's in those moments. It's in those moments that I have to pause. And I have to remember. I have to think about. I have to spend some time in prayer. Whatever that looks like for you, I know what it looks like for me is I got to turn on some praise music. And I need to remember whose I am and whose signature rests on my spirit and my soul and who I am to reflect. Each person has the signature of God upon their soul. Now, the world's going to wrestle with that, right? The world's going to wrestle with the reality, but we, the church, the body of faith, must allow the Holy Spirit to pierce our understanding and to be reminded that everyone has the signature of the divine on their soul and their spirit. Everyone is a creation in the image of God and is worthy and the least of dignity and so much more. How we treat one another is a whole nother sermon. Actually, it's a whole nother sermon series. I'll leave that to Cassie. She's on it. She's already preached it. Come on. But it does start here. It starts with an understanding that everyone is made in the image of God. That everyone was created with God's F. on their soul. If you walk away this morning and all you can remember is this beautiful baby and this beautiful dress, that's fine. But if you got room for another thought, I hope that you'll walk away remembering and knowing that you are worthy, that you're important, that your identity is made and created in that image. You are divine in the image of God. Your worth is because of the autograph written upon your soul. And every individual in the world has that autograph as well. So may we, as the church, may we, as those who call ourselves Christians, spend our lives chasing the fullness of that image. Would you pray with me? Holy God, you need to remind us constantly of whose we are. We're going to get distracted. You know it. So constantly, God, be showing us whose we are and the divine reflection that we can cast into this world. As we take a moment and lift to you a beautiful baby, may we be reminded of our own baptism. May we be reminded that you have marked us and we are yours. We lift this all to you, God, through your Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.